From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. DowDuPont announced it will name its agricultural company Corteva Agriscience, one of three companies to be formed as a result of the merger. According to AgWeb.com, Corteva is derived from words that mean heart and nature. The new organization brings together DuPont Crop Protection, DuPont Pioneer, and Dow AgroSciences to create its ag company focused on seed, crop protection, and digital agriculture. The spinoff will be complete by June 1 of next year. Top Trump administration officials are planning two summits to discuss possible changes to the U.S. biofuel mandate. AgWeb.com reports the meetings set to begin Friday come amid intense scrutiny of the renewable fuel standard, a 13-year-old requirement that refiners mix biofuel, usually ethanol, into gasoline and diesel. The Friday session is planned with EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt and Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. A follow-up meeting is scheduled for Tuesday with President Trump and key Republicans. A top USDA official was met with boos and laughter when he attempted to sell anti-hunger activists and food banks on the Trump administration's proposal to convert a portion of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits to food boxes. According to AgriPulse, Acting Deputy Undersecretary of Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services, Brandon Lipps, pleaded at the National Anti-Hunger Policy Conference to consider the proposal, which the White House estimates would cut the cost of SNAP by $213 billion over 10 years. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.